Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Ben Banks, B-E-N-B-A-N-K-S. Ben Banks is a gentleman who is presenting here for a follow-up evaluation on date of accident is 5/9/2021 and date of birth 3/22/92. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. The complaints are that he is suffering from severe pain in the right shoulder, 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and a report that he believes his shoulder is completely dislocated. He is not able to raise it beyond 70 degrees or 80 degrees. Severe pain in the lower back is reported around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient initially was injured in an automobile accident. He was rear-ended. And on the passenger side as a resident driver, leading to these pains. These symptoms have been there since that time. Initially, he was having pain in the right shoulder, right hip, with severe pain in the right leg below the knee and lower back pain. This patient was initially seen at the hospital emergency room on the day of accident, where he had a fracture of the posterior wall of the acetabulum in the right hip, which was reduced in under surgery. Since then, the patient has been able to walk well and recovered, although he still complains of pain. The report was saying right hip posterior dislocation with comminuted acetabular fractures within the acetabular fossa. Anyway, the patient has the pain is from 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 with 50% improvement in the pain. The ADLs that are affected are walking ability 7, mood and work, sleep are affected 6. In the area of system review, patient reports that in neurology psych only difficulty sleeping. It denies any headaches or any dizziness, vertigos, vision problem, balance problem, memory problems, confusion, disorientation, none of them. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has only lower back stiffness, middle back stiffness, and the lower back pain and middle back pain. No other issues are listed. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported except marijuana that patient utilizes for pain relief. So, compliance history, patient reports a full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 160 over 89, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit. Log 310-2022, dictation number is 0312-067. Plan of care. Well, diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is to order an x-ray of the shoulder, because the patient continuously reports that he has a severe pain in the shoulder, as well as he has inability to lift the arm in abduction beyond 70 degrees. Severe pain is reported in the front and the back part. Hence, an x-ray of the shoulder was done are four views along with upper part of the humerus. The X-ray shows that the humerus ball is in the glenoid cavity beautifully, and all the range of motions are done passively, and the ball remains in the socket, and hence there is no dislocation. AC joint is visible, pretty normal, and the rest of the structure of the shoulder is completely normal. Now, the patient was then ordered a MRI of LS spine to identify disc issues, herniated disc, and right shoulder MRI to identify the rotator cuff tear and other structural damage that are not visible in plain X-ray. Patient is provided following medication that are fizanidine for muscle relaxation, 4 mg, 60 tablets twice a day, pregabalin, 50 mg, 60 tablets for nerve pain, Celebrex, 30 tablets once daily, and lidocaine gel, 2 times a day for pain relief. Tylenol with codeine number 3, 30 tablets are provided for pain relief. One refill is also ordered for the patient. At this time, the patient is stable. He'll be seen once the MRI is done. Thank you.